This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Burning down the house. It's a great song, but it's a scary thing to do, isn't it, Tammy?
It is. It's especially in the winter because you're going to start your fireplaces up.
Well, we have Wes Vilhard coming in from Housemaster to tell us how to keep from burning our house down as we approach these winter months. So welcome. Doug Haldeman Show is dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past 17 years, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that allow to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. That's D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit us at DougHaldeman.com. That's DougHaldeman.com.
Also, be sure and like our Facebook page. Look for Doug Haldeman Show on Facebook. So you'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Thanks for joining us. We have an exciting show today, Tammy.
Yeah.
We have Barbara Blasi coming in from Keller Williams Realty a little bit later in the show. It's going to be great. I know we also are going to be playing Stump the Lender in
all
a little
right.
while. It's going to be exciting. But first, I want to welcome to the studio Wes Vilhard from Housemaster, our resident home inspector expert. Welcome, Wes.
Hey, Doug. Hey, Tammy.
Hey.
Great to be back.
Yeah. So what can you tell us about fireplaces?
There's lots to know about fireplaces. First thing is you've got to get it cleaned. Every couple of years, clean your fireplace because they build up full of creosote. Have you ever heard of a flue fire? It's not a good thing. And just a quarter inch of creosote inside your chimney can cause a flue fire. And literally, like you were saying, burn the house down.
Right.
Not a good thing.
Burning down the
right.
house.
That's right. So just for a couple $100, you can have your chimney completely swept and clean, top to bottom, and thoroughly inspected. In fact, if people want to, they can call our office and line up an inspection.
Well, and that's a real legitimate fear. Just about 3 or 4 years ago, my mom lives on a farm, really old house. It has a mm-hmm. wood-burning stove. And, of course, they've never had their flue cleaned out. And before she knew it, you know, her brother had stuffed too much stuff into the wood-burning stove. Too much, you know, things are going up the fireplace, set that creosote on fire, and it set their house on fire.
Wow.
I mean, it was, especially out there in the country, there were no fire trucks or anything to come
no.
and bail them out.
Right. Were they able to put it out? What happened?
She did. She had the wherewithal to take action.
Yeah, she got the hose in there and is, like, you know, watering down the house to try to get that fire out. It was
right.
a mess, though.
Wow, she's lucky. She's real lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very lucky. She didn't know if it was going to be able to go out or not because the whole house was filled with smoke by that point.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
she's in there, you know, 78-year-old woman trying to fight a fire.
Right.
Yeah, and if your
situation.
House fills full of smoke, you can have thousands, tens of thousands of dollars worth of smoke damage with no fire, just from the smoke.
Right,
absolutely. Right. So getting it inspected, we should contact you if anybody needs a good inspector for their chimney. You're a good person to contact to get that, right?
Oh, absolutely. They can call my office anytime, set up an inspection and a sweeping and cleaning at 314-952-7007.
So 952-7007 for Wes Vilhard from Housemaster. Now, Wes, as we're moving into wintertime, what are the things we need to do to prepare our house besides the fireplace?
Well, let's stay with fireplaces and chimneys and things for a few minutes. There's lots to think about with fireplaces and chimneys. When you've had your first fire, after you've cleaned your chimney, if you're cleaning out ashes out of your fireplace, be sure that they're cold. Be sure that they are dead, because I worked with a fellow that cleaned out his fireplace. He put the ashes in his trash can and went off to work, and he burned his second car and his
that
garage down.
Tammy's
yeah.
laughing at me.
Yeah.
Actually, it was just last summer. We did a little fire in the backyard. The next day, I mean, this is probably 24 hours later.
Oh, yeah.
I shoveled the coals, which felt like they were totally out. Felt them. They weren't even hot anymore. Put them into the trash can, you know, one of those little waste management dumpsters, the plastic ones. And
sure.
quite a few hours later, it's probably 3 hours later, we hear a bang on the door, and our neighbor's like, hey, you may want to check this trash can out. There's, you know, a bunch of smoke coming out of the sucker, and go out there. And as soon as I lifted the lid, of course, then it gave it some oxygen, and things just catches up.
Yeah.
Good example of not to do that. You better be careful.
Exactly. So be careful with your fireplaces. And some other simple, just common sense tips are don't store your firewood inside your garage or even along the wall on the outside of your garage or along your house. You get this wood, you don't know where it comes from a lot of times, guys. Drive through the neighborhood, you buy a quart of wood or whatever, it can have a lot of termites in it. So you're paying to have a guy deliver termites to your house, you know?
That's one way to look at it.
Yeah, you can have thousands of dollars of damage from termites.
Well, what a great place for spiders to hide and all kinds of other bugs.
All kinds of wood-destroying insects, yep. There's a bunch of them.
So after we get past, you know, not storing wood by the house, which seems, you know, it seems intuitive, but you know, I know a lot of people that would want to keep their wood dry that would stick it in there.
Sure.
What's kind of that next layer of things that we need to watch out for?
Well, staying with the fireplace and chimneys. Fireplaces, a lot of the older houses here in St. Louis, even newer ones too, have masonry chimneys, and that masonry chimney goes up through your roof. So you've got a big hole in your roof, basically, where this masonry chimney goes up through. There's a lot of flashings and caulking that go around that chimney to keep your house weathertight. And then on top of the chimney, there is a chimney cap, and a lot of times there is a concrete or a mortar cap on top of that chimney, and that cap cracks all the time. It's really easy for it to crack. So you have tuck pointing with the brickwork, the top and the flashings. There's so many places for water to get in your house,
right,
destroy your ceiling, destroy your finishes on the inside. So a real good thing this time of year is to, believe it or not, get up on your roof and take a look at your chimney. Look at the flashings and the caulking. Look at the cap. And there's a metal cap, too, on top of the flue. All those things we look at at a chimney inspection and a chimney sweep and cleaning, and we can repair those things basically on the spot.
So another idea for them getting up on the roof would be to maybe pay someone else to get up on their roof.
I think that's a real good idea to pay somebody else to get on a roof.
Pay the pros.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Wes Vilhard from Housemaster about what we need to do to prepare our house for winter. Wes, what about our hoses and the outdoor spigots? Do we need to do anything with those?
Absolutely. I learned this the hard way. I was a young man, built my first house in St. Charles, and left my garden hose attached over the winter. We had a real cold snap. It was down in the teens, and doggone if I didn't freeze my hose bib.
Whoops.
Whoops. And luckily, my basement was unfinished at that time, and I came down the basement, and it must have been dripping for about a day because I had a big puddle of water, probably 20 or 30 gallons worth of water on the floor. If that had been a finished basement, that would have cost thousands of dollars worth of damage. So one of the best tips is to go outside. It's November now. Disconnect those hoses, drain them, store them for the winter, and save yourself a lot of grief and trouble so that you don't split your hoses and your pipes inside your basement.
Okay, so you drain the hose, but then when it comes to the water spigot, sometimes there's a shutoff valve on the inside of the house, sometimes there's not. Do they all have to be winterized?
You know, it doesn't hurt to shut off that valve on the inside of the house. Now, nowadays, you know, in the last 20 or 30 years, we've got frost-proof hose bibs, but you know, frost-proof, you know, really is just a misnomer. I don't know that if we've got, you know, minus 10 or minus 20 degree temperatures, you can still freeze that hose bib, especially if you've got your garden hose attached.
Now, it's getting, you know, like when it starts to snow and you want to protect your driveway from all that ice and snow and stuff, they sell the salt bags by the, you know, 50-pound bulk bag. Is that a good idea or a not-so-good idea?
No, that's a terrible idea to use salt on your exterior concrete, especially new concrete. Salt really degrades concrete, and it only takes a few years, and you'll start seeing rock pops. It's spalling. The top of the concrete, the top finished layer
pitted.
That looks good, starts popping and spalling off, and over a few years, that allows more water to get down into your concrete, into your driveway, into your sidewalks. And if you use salt on your sidewalk and driveway for 5 or 10 years, you know, you may end up having to replace your driveway and sidewalks. And that's, again, $5,000 or $10,000 expense just because you use salt for snow melt.
Right. Now, is that the same for asphalt or just concrete?
Just for concrete. Asphalt, you can use the salt. But
That's good to know.
Yeah, it's very good to know. Save folks lots of money.
Well, that's a tip. I didn't realize that. What about on our furnaces? Is there anything we need to do with our furnace besides scare our kids when we turn it on for the first time and they smell that burning smell?
Exactly, exactly. Nope, it's a great time of year to get your furnace serviced, humidifiers in particular. It's a good time to get them serviced because they are very high-maintenance items. They clog full of the calcium in our hard water here in St. Louis. That makes them inefficient, and there's also some dampers that have to be opened and closed for them to operate correctly, little water valves that have to be turned on and off, little switches that have to be turned on for it all to work properly. Really, you should get your humidifier serviced right before every winter.
So is it an HVAC person or typical like heating and cooling contractor that services those?
Yeah, absolutely. I've got great friends at Chesterfield Service down in the valley. Give them a call. Give Travis a call if you'd like to have your service, your furnace and your humidifier serviced.
Yeah, so if you don't have somebody you're committed to when it comes to heating and cooling, you just mentioned Travis at Chesterfield Heating and Cooling as a friend of yours, or you can even call Wes Vilhard directly to get his information. So what about our smoke detectors? Anything with that we need to check?
Absolutely. We've just fallen back. It's November, and we've fallen back, and we get an extra hour of sleep. But take that extra hour and go around and change all your batteries and your smoke detectors and your carbon monoxide detectors, too.
When one of the other things that seems to come up is windows. You can really tell the insulation and that R factor with windows when you start to walk by them in the wintertime.
Absolutely. If you've got the old single-pane, I call them window shakers, you really need to get those storm windows up. That'll save you a ton of money on your heating and cooling bills, especially as we get into the wintertime.
And then before we put up Christmas lights, anything we need to do with those?
Absolutely. If you have a home that was built before, say, 1980, you probably don't have a GFI outlet on the outside of the house. That's a ground fault interrupter. That's the little outlets with the red and black buttons on them that reset. You see them in bathrooms and kitchens all the time, but they weren't required on the outside of the house 20 years ago. It's easy to do if you're a little bit handy and you've done a little bit of electric work. As long as you've got a ground wire out there, you can use a little tester to check that. But it's just a matter of taking that old outlet off and putting a new GFI outlet on. They're $15 or $20 at your hardware store.
And then in 30 seconds or less, what about if we have an attic fan, which I do, and Tammy and I have one in our house. What can you do with that to make sure that you don't have a lot of air escaping?
You bet. People forget about their attic fans, and they're great in the fall or great in the spring when the weather's just right. But for about 8 months a year here in St. Louis, you really don't use your attic fan. So I always tell my customers to build like a plywood box or something, insulate it with about 12 inches of bat insulation, and just leave that up in your attic. And right now, November, get up there, put that insulated box over the top of your ceiling fan. But remember, in March or April, when you're going to use that fan again, get up there and take that box off before you flip the switch and turn your attic fan on.
That will cause a problem.
Yes, it will.
Well, these top 10 tips to winterize your home, I know you've turned into a document that's an easy download on our website. We really, really appreciate doing that. If you visit DougHaldeman.com, it's DougHaldeman.com, look for Wes Vilhard from Housemaster, and we'll have the download on there for you, the top 10 tips to winterize your home. So, Wes, thank you very much for coming in.
Hey, great to be here, Doug. Hey, nice to see you, Tammy.
Thank you.
So coming up, Tammy will put your lending knowledge and my lending knowledge to the test with listener questions as we play Stump the Lender. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.